Heaney and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
So we have a couple decisions we need to make. And this is something we just had good conversations with Lil Durk on.
This is perfect timing.
Was that when they were going over stadium on Hard Knocks?
They had to clear it with Lil Durk.
I don't think
they want to clear it with him anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point,
Robbie.
That's a great point. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. We get you ready for Cubs baseball that is coming up at 11:30, by the way. Cubs concluding their series this afternoon against the Twins. Pregame coverage begins at 11:35. First pitch at 12:10 on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Yesterday, we found out from multiple people around Chicagoland, as the Bears put it, that they had received a survey regarding what you might want as the Bears paying ticket buying person in their new stadium. And I thought that it was a really good idea. I think it's great to survey fans, survey the people who are actually going and buying tickets as to what they want. Well, today I got some proposed prices. This is to one ticket holder. This is a season ticket holder. Would you like to hear what the options are?
Yes, please.
So, number one, they propose the concept of a membership. A lot of people call it personal seat licenses. It depends on what you want to call it. It's the idea of buying season tickets over a certain amount of time, perhaps a year. And in this case, one of the options for the membership was buying tickets for as long as that stadium exists. I don't know if that changes, if they change the ownership. I don't know what the rules are. I'm sure when it's a big purchase price, the legalities get worked out. But that was one of the things that was discussed according to what I was told and what I have in front of me in this survey. So they discussed method of paying a membership fee. One full payment up front prior to stadium opening. 3 annual installments for 36 months prior to the stadium open. 5 annual financed payments with interest after the stadium opens with 20% down up front. I would imagine, and this is just my conjecture, that this money would be helped to finance the stadium.
So this is mortgage-like. 20% down payment, then financing for the next 3 years.
When you hear the prices, you might see why.
Oh, okay.
10 annual financed payments with interest after stadium opening with 20% down up front. But to have options is also a good thing, I think. Again, like, I don't bristle at any of these things with how the Bears are trying to ask people what they might want. And they have this map of a proposed stadium that people have released online. You can see it on Twitter. One of our listeners, Carrie, was kind enough to repost it. And that's the same one that I've seen. So for one of them, example, this is a proposal. A reserved seat located in the corner of both the mezzanine level on both sidelines. Food and beverage a la carte. Annual price per seat, $2,375. One-time membership fee per seat, $4,400. Premium reserve seat located in the end zone of the second suite level with access to a private concourse. Food and beverage a la carte. Annual price per seat, $3,050. One-time membership fee per seat, $19,950.
Woo!
But it is my understanding that that would be for the perpetuity of the stadium.
But you still got to pay for those tickets every year.
No, that would be like the one-time fee.
No, I'm saying the $19,000, but the $3,000, what was it?
Yeah, the other one annualized, that's like $3,000.
And that price can go up also.
Correct, yeah. Business you'd think would pick up.
Price of the brick.
Food and beverage a la carte for another option. This time a reserved seat in the end zone of the lower bowl. Annual price per seat, $2,375. One-time membership fee per seat, $17,575. Again, this is just a survey. This is not what they're actually proposing. This is what was sent to one season ticket holder.
They're gauging the interest at those price points then?
Yeah, because the last thing I want people to think is when we're reading all these numbers, and it's a lot to hear on a radio station, that's what the Bears are charging. That is not the case. These are options, and this is, would you be interested in this? A reserve seat located at the sideline of the upper deck on both sidelines, including food and beverage, annual price per seat, $1,625. And in this case, the annualized number for the membership was not included. So that's another option. So those are four price points that were floated out to a source of mine who was a season ticket holder who got the survey that a lot of other Bears ticket buyers also got. I don't know. A lot of times, like, we've had people check in and tell us even yesterday what the price point that they would be interested at was selected. And they had a survey option where they could say, this is the price that I'm interested in.
Well, 815 right now says, I am not a season ticket holder. However, I was sent the survey. I've only been to two games in the last 2 years, and that it was sent to them on July 8th.
Yeah, and that's what usually happens. Once you get this information, we sourced it. There's a couple different places where it came from. So then we kind of understand that this is out there. And then when it is, that's when you start to get more information. That's usually how this works. So a couple of more options here. A reserved seat located at the sideline of the upper deck on both sidelines, inclusive food and beverages. Annual price per seat, $1,625. One-time membership fee per seat, $5,000.
Wait,
here's where the baller status comes in. Well, that was upper deck.
It was upper deck, but did you say that food and it's not a la carte there?
No, that was inclusive.
That's inclusive. I like that.
Yeah. Again, they're giving you options, which okay. I think is a really good idea. 1920 lounge seat. Now we're talking. Now, where are you at, Ishbia's?
This is where you're taking me, right?
This is me and Marshall Money right here. Between the 40-yard lines at the back of the lower bowl on both sidelines with access to the sideline club within a club? We got clubs on clubs at the New Bears Stadium. Make some noise. Inclusive food and beverage, because obviously. The annual price per seat.
Per seat.
Not per table. Per seat.
No one's getting a table at the club.
There's a club at a club. We don't know what happens.
I'm not getting a table. Tell me how much a seat is.
$10,825.
So that's more than $1,000. Well, just under $1,000 a game if we're including preseason, right?
Right. If you get like, and especially if it's like the 9 guaranteed home games versus the 8.
Right.
One-time membership fee per seat, $116,400.
I'm out.
Okay. What about this option?
Okay.
A reserve seat located at the center of the upper deck on both sidelines. So like 50-yard line, but you're up high.
It's nosebleed. Bring your binoculars.
Food and beverage. But is it nosebleed when you're in a dome? Like, that's the other thing. Having watched many games in domes,
it's even nosebleed when you're in the United Center.
But it's a lot easier to deal with when you're in a dome than when you're outside, when you're in upper decks.
Well, the birds are probably not doing the bird thing on you.
Well, that's good luck, right? 219 asks, does beverages mean alcohol? I would assume, but I'm not sure. 708 says, can Layla share if different people are getting different surveys? The numbers I have, we mentioned one of them yesterday, was a single ticket buyer, and that they said that they were asked, like, what option would you pay? And it just was like a bidding system where you kept going down, like, 500? No. 400? No. And then they said they answered at 275. So that was told to us on the text line, because I want to reveal sources here and make sure you guys know what we are discussing. So the next one says, a reserve seat located at the center of the upper deck, inclusive food and beverages, annual price per seat, $3,050, one-time membership fee per seat, $6,425. So it seems like they're offering some discounts here for the membership, but then also they are respective of the price you're paying for that seat.
I like the balance.
Like, you're getting
there.
A bigger discount of the membership at that seat level.
Yeah, the $100,000 for the membership is...
Well, that's for the suite.
Like, I know.
The club within a club at the Bears game.
But that's where we're going. You told me that's where you're taking me. So I want to...
That'll be the stadium for Bears, too. The club within a club within a club.
Can we split a seat?
You know, first it was a club. Then it was like, oh, we're getting tables. Then it's like, no, now it's table location. And then it was like, no, now you're table located next to the DJ. This is Raheem and Harris on The Score as we talk about the Bears survey that they sent season ticket holders, ticket buyers, about what they want in a new stadium. And again, these are just proposals. These are not charged. These are just things that they proposed according to this particular season ticket holder when I got the information.
We're just whiteboarding.
We are, but I just want people to know that, the Bears are not charging this. This is another one. A club seat located at the 30 to 40-yard line of the lower bowl on both sidelines with access to the sideline club. This sounds a lot like what they do at Cowboys Stadium.
You have your actual seat.
The lower-level club, and it's like field level, and you can see like some of the tunnels that the players go through and things like that. Food and beverages a la carte, annual price per seat, $5,050. One-time membership fee per seat, $70,325. So they think those are going to sell in the future.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like the price is so much lower for the ticket, even though you get all this access. But that one-time fee is where they get you.
But like this year it's a discount. But then it's like, if you want this sideline access to a good Bears team in 2 years,
Does anybody want to go in with me? We just need like 15 people.
And to buy one seat.
To buy one seat.
Do we share it at the same time?
Yeah.
Studs is on Twitch and thinks that this is disorganized. Oh, he's asking the question. I guess somebody on Twitch said it was disorganized. And Studs says, what about a survey to their fans tells you this is disorganized? I agree with Studs. I actually think the opposite. I think this is very organized because you get all these options.
I want to point out, 630, I've been a season ticket holder for over for 40 years and did not receive the survey. Again,
did you check your spam folder? Ooh, I'm not kidding. Check your spam folder. 414. I'll only pay if they reopen Club Dub. Ask for Club Dub. If you're a season ticket holder and you want Club Dub, your time is now. And again, they show you where the seats would be located on the map. They're proposing all these things. I think it's a really good idea. So this one's a reserve seat located at the center of the mezzanine level on both sidelines. Food and beverage a la carte. Annual price per seat, $3,925. The one-time membership fee per seat is $22,625. 847 on the text line. I can confirm a friend who is a current season ticket holder seemed to have some slightly different questions than I, a single game ticket buyer.
That makes sense as well.
Good to know. So that concludes all the prices I got. So you can tell that they have an idea of if you want in at like an elite level seat this year, or for the first year of the stadium, rather, it wouldn't be this year, but for that first year, then okay, we'll give you a discount for that first year. But then if you want it into perpetuity of the stadium, then it might cost you more because they're expecting their product to get better.
We're all expecting their product to get better.
Yes, we are.
I don't know where it will be in 4 years or however long it's going to take to build the stadium, though. So, but it's interesting they got the three-year kind of lead up to the stadium in terms of the financing and or payment plan.
And then Brandon from 574 says, I got the survey and I am not a season ticket holder. I didn't get the answer to the membership and the stadium questions because I clicked not interested in that feature. I did get questions concerning all-inclusive tailgating experience.
It is a choose-your-own-adventure book in survey form.
I have to tell you, though, I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, this is how you find out.
Before we build this, tell us what you want. What you really, really want.
What you really, really want?
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna...
Always a good one. But I don't think that this is a, I think this is a forward thinking move. And I feel like there's a lot of options that they're considering that we haven't gotten to experience in a game experience. Like I've gotten to go to the Midway and I thought it was great. And I actually like how I can navigate Soldier Field from a fan experience because it is easier to get to things. Like once you build a bigger stadium, everything takes longer. You know, the experience at Soldier Field for me to get from point A to B regarding a bathroom, especially as a woman, where I might have the advantage at a football game.
Funny you mention bathrooms, 414. Does the survey mention if they are building the restrooms Kevin Warren has promised?
I think that would actually make a lot of people happy. If you up the bathroom per fan ratio, that would make a lot of people happy.
We'll build restroom.
I think that's the reason he said that.
Also, 847, club season ticket holder since 1999 when they renovated the stadium. I got the survey, but haven't opened it yet. I will later today. 70,000 for a PSL is hard to swallow when we've taken a bath on tickets for two decades plus.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. And from what I understand, from what I read, tell me if you got something different or you interpret it differently, as I have not bought season tickets. But this seems like the survey is asking if you want them for as long as the stadium is there. That was what that price was. So, and it would make sense that they want to use that money to help build it. All of that is pretty linear in thought process.
We know they need help financing the stadium.
Right. And we know that usually when that happens, guess who's paying?
The customer.
There it is. We have more to come here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. We get back to baseball because we needed a stopper and we got one.
Yeah, you know what? The club rules aren't just for the club because Adrian Hauser, he followed a club rule pretty much to the T and it benefited him and the Sox very well.
In appreciation of a White Sox unlikely hero, next.